coverage of the CONIFA World Football Cup in London on Energy FM with Organic Roofing Solutions. Like Ellen Bannon, we have plenty of more in Asbury. Pride and passion in all of our roofing work. Contact Mick today for your free quotation on 242-118. Come on, you Manx.
Energy FM, Friday night, your weekend has landed and we have a Talking Sports special, the first of two tonight through till 7 o'clock and next Friday as well, 6 through till 7. We are talking the 2018 CONIFA World Football Cup and we're delighted to be joined by Ellen Vanner, Malcolm Blackburn's here. We've also got Chris Bass and Dean Kearns as well. Evening, gentlemen.
Evening.
Evening, JP.
So, it is CONIFA World Football Cup time, Malcolm.
Yeah, I mean, it's come about. It doesn't seem like 4 years ago that we were in Sweden, and here we are talking about going to London. We obviously missed the one in Abkhazia because we were advised not to travel there, which was a bit of a shame because when we saw all the pictures and the videos coming back from Abkhazia, it was something special. But yeah, looking forward to London, basically home turf, which will give us a bit of an advantage, hopefully. The travelling's a bit easier than we normally have to do with route marches. I think when we went to the Europeans last year, it took us about 24 hours to get up to North Cyprus. So this one we're going to do in about 2 hours. So, yeah, big difference.
And just looking at the group, we'll come on to it a bit more in a bit, but some great stadiums as well, including Gander Lane, which of course been made famous last year's FA Cup run.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite funny to think that we're going to be playing at Sutton's ground, to think it was the home, I think, of one of the biggest cup upsets in the FA Cup, where they beat Coventry. And of course, more recently being famous for the betting pie-eating scandal with the reserve goalkeeper. So, yeah, really, I mean, the facilities at Sutton look immense, absolutely immense. So I've really looked into that. We're stationed, or the Ellen Bannon Hotel is only about 20 minutes from that ground. That's why we picked it. So, again, you know, it's not going to be much of a hassle for the lads to get there. We've got two minibuses with us to take the players. And we've also got a logistics van down with us. So, yeah, we're pretty well organised for playing at Sutton.
And let's just rewind right back for people that are a little bit out of the loop. CONIFA, different to FIFA, how does it all work?
Yeah, I mean, basically, FIFA have rules and regulations about who can be a member, which generally is accepted as being recognised by the members of the United Nations. That doesn't, I'm afraid, cover the whole of the world population. And what you basically have in a lot of areas, say for example France, there's more than just French people in France. There's Occitanians, you know, population of 15 million. You look at Italy, you know, the Padanians, Padania, again another 20 odd million. Kurdistan, population of 40 million, but they're part of Iraq. So what CONIFA do is actually give those that can't join FIFA, for example, the Isle of Man, the actual chance to represent themselves as a nation or country or a people on the international football stage.
We've also joined in the studio by head coach Chris Bass as well. Chris, it's a hell of a squad you've got.
Yeah, I'm quite pleased with the squad and it's nice to see that there are players developing all the time. So as you know, some players get older. There are people said it will be the end of the golden era, but that's not quite true because there's some really good young talent out there.
How do you obviously you're manager of St George's, you're watching your team every week. How do you pick your squad? Is it just in the St George's games you get to see the other players, or how do you put the assemble the squad together?
For myself, it's generally I see the St George's games, but I do speak to other people. I've been in regular contact with Danny McMahon this year, asking him about his players. I speak to Rick and ask about his players, and Paul O'Brien will go and watch games for me. So we are trying to, you know, cast the net far and wide and have a look at, you know, players, but generally speaking, the best players in the Isle of Man are going to come out of the top six, seven teams in the island.
A lot of Corinthians players in here. They've had a hell of a season, haven't they?
Corinthians have had a great season, and you can't pay Corinthians enough credit towards their attitude towards training, as they train on the same night as St. George's, and they've always got good numbers. They've been dedicated all year. They've done well to win the FA Cup, and they've had a particularly good season. And they're an improving side